open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, back after the break again. Thank you, Joshua Kim, Eddie Maloney, first half hour, talking about higher education, hopefully bringing forward the things that really talk about a pedagogy of care as we, quote, come back next year and don't just snap back because we're so darn tired and just bring all of the things that weren't working. Some things did work. Now, my guest, Sam Sheltain, partner 180 Studio, a global design collaborative dedicated to advancing people's understanding of the future of learning and what it requires. You can see Sam's writings in New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, former speechwriter for each of President Obama's U.S. Secretaries of Education, Oscar, Grammy Awards. How much am I paying you, dude, to be on the show, man?
Nothing.
Oh, good. Man, as I'm reading through this, I'm like, man, how did this happen? But Sam, on your samsheltainsubstack.com, new rules for schools. And we talked about it the first half hour. Josh reminded me, and as we're coming into this half hour with you, you know, new rules for schools. And we'll just mention it again, the guilty verdict today with the Chauvin trial. And how this is part of what we're hopefully going to say, you know, this happened in COVID and we're looking at this. And so new rules in the ecosystem of schooling that you're imagining, I've got to think that you're imagining that too, this idea of systemic racism, schools are going to continue hopefully moving forward, attacking head on in a absolute way that says this is one of my friends in the Black Lives Matter movement, and in fact leader Jesse Agopian today put on Twitter, this wasn't justice today, this was just accountability. Sam, yeah. So
first of all, thank you for inviting me. It's a monumental day, it's a historic day. One hopes it is at least the beginning of a different pattern that can start to unfold in our society. But also, let's be clear, we've had basically a mass shooting every day this week.
Right.
We had Dante Wright in only recent memory. And on one level, the glass half empty is we've all been waiting and hoping that we would get the guilty verdict for a murder we all watched unfold for 9.5 minutes. And we still weren't sure it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's the glass half empty. But as I was just talking about with my wife, she had an interesting glass half full perspective, which is, yeah, but think of all of the things that had to come together, which was not just the person brave enough to record that atrocity, it was happening, but all of the activism that led to somebody like Keith Ellison being placed in attorney general, all of the individual efforts to kind of show up in the streets and protest and demand a different sort of accountability, the willingness on the part of those police officers to break the blue wall. So in a way, it's a reminder that we remain prisoners of systems that we are still largely unable to sense and see. And yet, and this was true even before COVID, but I would like to think it's even more true after COVID, we are becoming, each of us, all of us, more and more attuned to seeing the kind of invisible strings of the systems that continue to hold us in place. And I hope things like what happened today will be the beginning of a new pattern of refusing to abide by those rules anymore.
Well, And so you refer to systems, and yeah, this is it. And boy, talk about, though, a system that has so many things going on. When we talk about the public education system in America, you know, even what you're talking about right now, you know, teaching and learning about this trial has occupied a ton of space, you know, because should students be learning about this? How should they be learning? As you just talked about, and we're like, well, I know, Sam, you and I are saying, well, of course they should, because the system prior to that might step in and go, no, we're not going to talk about that. That's not related to your test scores. That's not related to this. You know, let's move that along. That's more sensitive. That's for stuff at home. But no, actually, a new role for school in this new ecosystem, and I'm really going outside of your article here, but just because we're here, would say this new ecosystem needs to recognize the entrenched system that forbid teaching about and for justice. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And if we anchor it even more so, you know, as you say, this article I just wrote, it's called New Rules for New Schools. And it's one of the ideas it's saying is that we need to, on the other side of COVID, first of all, we can't go back to normal because normal was the problem in the first place. And in therefore in its place, part of what we have to do is start being more intentional about the ways in which we're designing the systems in which we teach and learn. And I would say for the most part, you know, I'm an ex-New York City teacher. I've worked in education my whole life. I would say for the most part, after the initial rush to kind of spread the public education system in the wave of post-war prosperity and, you know, new immigration, I don't think we've been intentionally designing education on the model of the assembly line. We have unconsciously continued to perpetuate the logic of that system. Okay. But what we now have to do is intentionally design the way nature does. And there's a lot to that. I literally have just written a whole book on it. If anybody goes to seedandspark.live, you can have it for free. Okay. But the first rule of a living system is that growth comes from disequilibrium, not stasis. Hmm. So to your point and the thing you said, in the past we thought, well, we don't want to teach that because you don't want to rattle the cage. You don't want to ruffle their feathers. Let's keep things nice and simple. But actually, the civil friction that comes from a learning environment in which those types of issues are able to be brought to bear is precisely the thing that allows a system to adapt and adjust and become stronger. And we are seeing that.
Right. And so, you know, you put this in the first part of the School of an Ecosystem. Ecosystem, I guess it depends on where you're from, how you say that. But
Caribbean.
Yeah. Or where you know, but are there sacred cows? And you just talked, you know, so we assume the assembly line. I guess that in one way, I think you're being nicer on that. I think a lot of people are very cognizant of the assembly line. And are really happy when it's chugging along, doing what it's supposed to do, churning out obedient cogs to take their place without question.
Calvin and Hobbes have a lot of comic strips dedicated to exactly this. Yeah.
You know, but if we do move this in the way you're talking about with these new rules and as you say, talk about nature and disequilibrium. I like that. I was actually online today with some people talking about George Counts, you know, radical social reconstructionist who said, dare the schools build a new social order boldly and said, hey, look, I don't care what you're teaching, whatever you're doing, you're indoctrinating. So if we're going to indoctrinate, let's indoctrinate for the good, for justice, for equity. It sounds like that is also could be part of when you're saying that would be very, that would create a lot of disequilibrium, as you said, if George Counts started emerging through the curriculum in 2021.
Yes, very much so. And here's where, you know, I spent many years working at the First Amendment Center, I've written a handful of books on First Amendment issues in American history and in schools. So here is where the delicate balance, right, is that our responsibility as adults, I like the way Paulo Freire put it, where he said there's a big difference between being authoritarian, which is obviously not a good thing to do as a teacher, and being authoritative, mm-hmm. which he said is the responsibility of adults. Like, one would like to think there is a reason that we're adults and that it is that we have somehow evolved past our own adolescence. However, in order to really fulfill that authoritative presence, part of the responsibility, I think, of public school educators is to have their primary fidelity be to creating the conditions that help young people see for themselves the way the world has developed and decide which side they therefore want to be on. And that's different. It's very tempting to leverage one's power as an adult in a classroom of kids for indoctrination. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, I mean, the best teachers I remember, and I still think this is true, right? A great teacher, you can't quite tell where they fall on an issue, but they're always putting you in a position to say, where do you fall on this? So it doesn't matter what I think, but I need to make sure that you're able to properly discern that. And I think that word, discernment, is, you know, that needs to be an important part of whatever a new normal is for us. We all need greater abilities of discernment, and it's becoming harder and harder in our respective filter bubbles of the 21st century.
And you know, and I think about this too, as you said, and authoritative, right, pushing the students, even pushing maybe sounds like the wrong word, helping them drive into a place of uncomfortableness when, like you said, they're like, I'm not sure how I got here, I'm wrestling. That's that disequilibrium that then they're, you know, we're doing that intentionally. I know counts, people might argue again, we're way off the topic for anybody who's out there who's not an education nerd talking about George Counts when he was talking about indoctrinating. And I'm not saying we want indoctrination, but yeah, that authoritative push to really be deep about helping students get into places that are uncomfortable that then allow them to grow and expand and move forward. That is that, though, going to be when we say, is that a new rule for schools? Because I know when Johnny and I, over the weeks, we've been saying, God, we cannot go back to normal, because if we accept normal, normal was George Floyd being killed by police in front of the whole world.
You know, in a purely educational context, normal was preparing kids to get into college.
Right. Sam, I'm going to hold you right there. Busted Pencils. When we get back, more with Sam Chaltain.